So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah taught Misha Amar Harini Nazir, V'Shamach Aveir V'Amar V'Ani V'Ani Kulam Nazirim. If someone accepted Naziris and two bystanders said "and I," they're all Nazirim. Rish Lakish explained, V'Hu Shetfisa Kulam B'Toich Kedei Dibur. One only becomes a Nazir by saying V'Ani Toich Kedei Dibur, which is Kedei Sheil Shalom, the three words Shalom Alecha Rabbi. The Gemara presumed that when several people respond Va'ani to someone's Kabbalah's Naziris, they all intend to be matfis, to link their Naziris to the original Neder. Therefore, according to Rish Lakish, only three people, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, four people, can be matfis. The Gemara now questions this assumption. Ibailahu, Chad b'chavri mitfis. Does each person intend to associate his Naziris with the fellow who said Va'ani directly before him? And therefore, mitfas and vazlin la'olam. An indefinite number of people can link their Naziris, because there are each Toich Kedei Dibur of the previous person. Oy Dilma, Bekama Mitfasi. Perhaps they all refer back to the original Neder, and therefore Tvei Mechdei Dibur Loi Mitfasin. They can only associate their Naziris in the time frame of Toich Kedei Dibur of the original declaration. The Gemara tries to resolve this issue from our Mishnah. Hareini Nazar B'Shamech Aveir V'Ama V'Ani V'Ani. The Gemara points out, V'Suloi Midi. The Mishnah only refers to two respondents. If Chad b'chavri mitfis, l'sni tuva v'ani, the Mishnah should tell us that the chain can go on indefinitely. The Gemara responds, Tana ki ruch l'leichej b'lezel. The Mishnah did not bother listening all the possible respondents. After several more proofs are rejected, the Gemara cites a braisa which explicitly states, Hutur emtzai hemenu ulamata mutur, v'hemenu ulamalu aser. If the second person annulled his Naziris, the Naziris of everyone after him are also annulled. Clearly, Chad b'chavri mitfas, the Naziris are linked to each other in an indefinite chain. The Mishnah continues, Amar Hareini Nazir, V'Shem b'chaveiro v'Amar pi kepiv v'sari kisaroi, Hareini Zeh Nazir. If someone hears a Kabbalist Naziris and responds by saying that his mouth should be like the Nazir's mouth, or his hair like his hair, he's a Nazir. The Gemara explains that if he intended to accept Naziris upon his mouth or his hair, he would not be a Nazir, as the Braisa says, Yadi Nazira v'ragli Nazira loyam aklum. If someone accepts Naziris upon his hand or foot, he's not a Nazir. Only if he says, Reishi Nazira, Kevedi Nazira, hareis a Nazir. If he accepts Naziris upon his head or his liver, then he is a Nazir. Because only by accepting Naziris upon Dover Shanashama Tuluyabai, an organ or limb that his life depends on, does the Naziris take effect on his entire being. Therefore, we must say that we assume that his intention was Yasa pi kepiv miyayin, visari kisari milagus. His mouth should be forbidden from drinking wine, or his hair from being cut, just like the Nazir. He becomes a Nazir because, as Tosfos explains, since he said his declaration as a response to another's Kabbalas Naziris, lagar miyadus, his declaration is understood as a reference to Naziris, and as we learned of Beis, Yodis Naziris ki Naziris. The Mishnah continues. Hareini Nazir v'shama ishtoi v'amra v'ani mefer eshalah v'shaloi kayim. If the husband accepted Naziris and his wife said v'ani, he can revoke her Naziris, and yet he will remain a Nazir because his Naziris was not dependent on hers. However, Hareini Nazir v'shama baila v'ani eino yach l'hafer. If the wife accepted Naziris and the husband said v'ani, he cannot revoke her Naziris. In order to explain the reason for this halacha, the Gemara introduces a fundamental discussion regarding hafaras habal, a husband's ability to revoke his wife's nadarm. Ibailahu. Bal mi akar akar. Does the husband annul his wife's nadarm retroactively, similar to Ataras Chacham? Idilma megiz gayiz. He merely terminates the neder from that day onward, because a Chacham can only annul with charata, by ascertaining that the neder was somewhat of a mistake. And so, nimtze ki'ilu lechame oylem. It is considered retroactively as if it never took place, while a husband can revoke his wife's nedarim arbitrarily. L'may naf kamina. This distinction is relevant in the following case. Isha shenadjer benazir v'shama chaver tev amra v'ani, v'shama b'aylo shel rishayna v'hafala. If a woman accepted Naziris, and her friend said v'ani, and then the first woman's husband revoked her Naziris, if bal me'akar akar, he annuls her nedarim retroactively, the second woman's neder is also annulled, because her Naziris was dependent on her friend's Naziris. However, if Baal Megiz Gai is, he only terminates the Naziris, She becomes permitted as of now, but since her Naziris was valid until the time of the Hafara, the second woman's Naziris remains intact. Tesis points out that this question is actually relevant in every case where she transgressed the Naziris prior to the Hafara. If Balmeyaka Akra, she's retroactively not liable. If Balmeyaka's guy is, she is liable. The Gemara tries to prove this from our Mishnah. Harein in the Zira v'shama Baila v'oma v'ani eino yach l'hafer. If Balmeyaka Akra, then as Tesis explains, pshita d'kaimla. His saying va'ani is certainly considered a hakama of her nether, because otherwise there is no nether to which to link his naziris. Therefore, her nether is confirmed and he can no longer revoke it. However, if Balmeyaka's guy is, then leifele ishtoi behu litzer. His saying va'ani is not considered a hakama of her nether, because even if he revokes her nether, his naziris is still linked to her nether prior to the hafara. Therefore, her nether was not confirmed and he should still be able to revoke it. The Gemara answers, Kivin do amala va'ani, kaman do amr kaim lechidami. Nevertheless, since he associated a naziris to her nether, he's expressing approval for her nether and it is considered confirmed, and so he cannot revoke it. The Gemara adds, I mitchel ahakamasai motzi mefer. If he annuls his confirmation, he can then revoke her nether. The Gemara brings several sources to resolve this question, including the following brisa, which apparently indicates Baal Megi's guys. Ha'isha shenadra bin Nazar, v'ha'isha shayse yayin mitam ala mason, ha'rezu sefeges es harabam. A Nazira is liable for violating her Naziris by drinking wine and becoming tummy. Now, ilayma de lehofer la baal tzrich lememer. If her husband did not revoke the nether, she's obviously liable. Clearly we're discussing the hefer la baal. He did revoke the nether. Nevertheless, she is responsible for her transgression, clearly indicating that the earlier period of the Naziris remains in place. The Gemara answers, Lo'ilam bal mi'aka akar. However, Mishum diktani sefer. Perhaps the Reisha of the Brisa is an introduction to the next segment. Heifa lo baila v'hi lo yada, v'haisa shaysa yayin v'metam ala meisim eina sefeges esarabam. If she continues to transgress her Naziris after her husband, unbeknownst to her, revoked the Naziris, she is not liable to lashes. The Brisa disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Sefeges makas mardis, that she receives malkas medrabanan, in this case, because as Tosfos explains, Kivan dil isur niskavna, she intended to transgress. Therefore, even though in reality she did not transgress, Rabbi Yehuda holds that she is liable to makas mardis. This discussion continues in the next daf.